And the clock on the wall tells me it's 7 p.m. Let's dive into tonight's coaching session. First of all, on tonight's coaching session, let's start with our housekeeping. We have, remember, we've got several things coming up that are great opportunities to connect with people in normal and natural ways and invite them to experience what the sixth dimension and sixth dimension family is all about. The first of those opportunities is CPI Tuesday night and Friday night. So Tuesday night, it's here. Let's see, Cami and John, I know that you are in Provo on Tuesdays. Are you going to want to join us here live for that, or are you going to do it from home?
We're going to try. We've got some people we want to invite for Tuesday, so we'll see.
See,
But I mean,
I just think that is ideal. We'd love to have you here. I don't know how many, it might be again the two of us, the three of us, I don't know. But I want that opportunity for people to be able to be here live. So Tuesday night here, 7 p.m. And our access to that survey, CPI-survey.griffinhillconsulting. Is that right, John? You keep me honest here.
GriffinHillConsulting.com.
Okay, so there we are, CPI-survey.griffinhillconsulting.com. And again, this would normally be quite expensive, particularly in a business setting, but because of your partnership, you get it all for free. And so that's really exciting and powerful. And we can do that again on Friday in Heber City, again, 7 p.m. Now, John, I've said this before, and I don't think that anybody in our office is coordinating or has reached out to the Chamber of Commerce. But I would love to have as many business owners, Chamber of Commerce members as possible represented. And when we did this in Heber, it's got to be nearly 20 years ago. We just had chamber members, but in this case, they could actually have everybody in their organization do the CPI and participate and come. They could have everybody that works for them do this. What an incredible value! And this is really a cornerstone for strategic planning. So, John, everybody in that Chamber of Commerce, you can invite them to do their whole company and invite their whole company to the Saturday evening meeting, or just the business owner to that, but he'll have everyone's scores. So you let me know. I'd love to be able to facilitate that. What do you think about that, John, Cami?
That would be great, and we're planning on contacting all those from
Yeah, we have a connection at the chamber, so tomorrow is our strategizing on everything.
Awesome.
So
Okay,
that's our invitation.
so this is our first opportunity coming up. It's Tuesday night, Friday night. It's the CPI Cognitive Preferences Index. So if I were to put this into a little bit of feature, advantage, benefit, proof, I would use this kind of language. The features, this is a survey that will give you insight into the way you think, in the way you process information, in the way you make decisions, and in the way you behave around those decisions. It will create, there's the feature set. It is the science behind human cognition and how it works. The advantage, you'll learn more about yourself so that you can leverage what you learn to new heights of performance. But you'll also learn, in terms of an advantage, about other people and how you compare with other people, especially spouses, families, and work relationships. There's the advantage. The benefit? Now you can synergize better than ever before. You'll be able to work better together. You will be more tolerant of other people. You'll be able to leverage your own strengths and the strengths of others on your team. The proof of that is that every time we do this activity, there are people in the group who have said, "Oh, I didn't take the survey," or, "I took it, but I didn't have my wife take it. Can she come and take it?" This is sexy. It is fun. It is entertaining. And it is very instructive. So it's a great opportunity as we think about those features, the advantages they provide, the benefits, and the proof that we experience over and over again. This is a highlight for people who participate. So invite friends, neighbors, family to a fun activity. Tuesday night, it's our coaching session. Friday night in Heber City, both of those, 7 p.m. Mountain. Next, on the 25th of May, this is our activity outing. So again, each month we're doing a different dimension. Right now, it's intellect, which is lifelong learning and scholarly fitness. Lifelong learning means we have the opportunity to grow and develop and become, and one of those parts is arts and humanities. And so this is our opportunity to go to a museum or a cultural event of some kind. To photograph, take selfies, and then take pictures of what's going on around us, and then we'll have a place to post them together. If you're near, then we'll do that at Brigham Young University. But if you can't be with us at Brigham Young University, go somewhere and participate in a cultural activity and then post and share. Now, again, an opportunity to invite friends, neighbors, people that you like, and say, "Hey, we're just going to go do this cultural activity as part of our membership at Sixth Dimension. We wondered if you'd like to come and go with us." It's just such a non-threatening way to include other people. Of course, there's always book club. That's evergreen. And it's a nice and safe way to invite people to participate. So be aware of those upcoming activities. We look forward to them, and they're great ways to invite. Okay, any housekeeping things that I have left undone or unsaid? John?
Yes.
Okay,
the,
Annie?
The study.
Oh.
Is there an age limit
you
on
did this
that?
Me the other night, and okay, the study. No age limit. There are some basic health limitations, and that is simply this. If you are currently under a physician's care for anything, we want to make sure we interface with that physician, make sure he understands what we're doing, and that he's all on board.
Okay, so Wardales are in.
Wonderful.
And they have
Wonderful.
A daughter.
That makes me so happy.
I know, they're very excited. And they have a teenage daughter that I really, really, okay. We'll try to get her in too. Okay.
I think it, now, have they left for their trip? They were going to Ireland.
No. Oh. No. Wardales, Carlston's? Are you thinking of? No? Who are you thinking of? I'm talking about Bill and Anissa.
Oh, no. I wasn't thinking about Bill and Anita. I'm glad they're in. No, I'm thinking about the couple, John, that you had at the lodge.
Oh.
The contractor.
Oh, no.
Cindy and Lane.
That's Cindy and Lane Jacobson.
Yeah.
And they're kind of a... they're kind of separated right now. They're kind of struggling with a marital problem.
Yeah.
So I don't think Lane's going to ever come into this. He's got a lot of issues there. But Cindy would like to down the road, just poor timing right now.
Okay. Yeah, all right. That's who I was thinking of when you said the Wardells, because they've got a daughter who, it seems to me, is in desperate need of study as well.
Yes, you're right.
And we can extend that to the daughter. She's leaving to go to Montana to school in the fall, but she'd be here. Maybe that would be an interest.
We'll check.
Yeah, okay, good. Again, these are great ways to just reach out to people. Remember, sixth dimension is all about lifting ourselves, being strong, having capacity, improving, growing, developing, becoming. But also it's about helping other people, lifting, edifying, assisting. So these are ways that we can assist, lift, help other people, and study. Excuse me, study is a great way to do that. Excellent. Okay, thank you. All right, I'll get that off the board. Tonight is our entrepreneurial coaching piece. We've referred to some of what I'm going to talk about tonight before, but we're going to focus on a different aspect. So we've talked before about what we call the strategic valuation index. This is those five dimensions that are essential for organizational success. Now, we're the only people in the world, Griffin Hill and Sixth Dimension, who knows this information. The hypothesis was that there must be a finite set of principles that are correlated with and essential to the success of any organization. That means even if it's an organization of one person, or two, a family, husband and wife, or a family of 10, husband and wife and children, or a business organization, there must be a finite set of principles essential to and correlated with success. And it turns out that hypothesis is exactly correct. There are five of these essential principles that are correlated with organizational success and essential to organizational success. So it's appropriate on our entrepreneurial coaching session night to talk about these five essential attributes of organizational success. Now, even though we talk about it in the context of organizational success, entrepreneur coaching tonight, it's really about your own life, your own family, your own friends, and your own business enterprises. So again, we hypothesized that this was a finite set, that it wasn't unlimited. And yet the hypotheses are unlimited out there. For example, when we conducted this research study, during the literature review, there were thousands of attributes that were all nominated or proclaimed to be absolutely essential to the success of an organization. But what we know from the other science is that the human condition can only manage 7 plus or minus 2 elements. That's all. That means our range is 5 to 9. And for that reason, because of my own beliefs about that spiritual dimension and about this guiding force in the universe, it's my belief that that guiding force of the universe is not only a guiding force, but it is a creating force. And that creating force would not create any organism, any human being that could not be successful. And for that reason, if the range is 5 to 9, my hypothesis in this research study, because of my beliefs, was that it would be 5 or fewer, because it would be within the range of every human organism to be able to be successful. Not just the elite, not just those that were extra special, but even ordinary people like me could be successful. And that meant I hypothesized that it would be five or fewer. I actually thought it was going to be four. Turns out I was wrong on that score, but absolutely correct in the fact that it is five or fewer. It is five, turns out. We've spent a good deal of time talking about the strategic excellence position. It's that central piece of the five. Strategic excellence position suggests that we have vision, that we are bounded by values that govern and guide our actions and behaviors, that there is a sense of mission and purpose to our lives, that we have goals and a roadmap to achieve those goals, and that within that set, we are uniquely skilled at something. Well, that's strategic excellence position. That accounts for 46% of all the variableness associated with the success of an individual and an organization. That's why central to everything we do at Sixth Dimension is that goal wizard. Coaching, both here tonight, live, and our phone coaching to stimulate us to achieve around our goals that are built with our purpose in mind, our vision, and bounded by our values. That's the start place. This is what Sixth Dimension is all about. Now, if we go from there, now we have a functional organization. That's what coaching on Entrepreneur Coaching Night, Thursday night, is all about. Building the functions and the organizational skills that will help us to be successful at operating our lives. And then, of course, people. And that really means that we have the right mindset and that we have the right skill set. Fine, and both of these account for about 13%. We'll talk about both of those another time, but let's hit these last two. External awareness and adaptation. I'm not going to spend any time on that tonight. Accounts for 6.5%. And this one, ICE. Let me make that as bold as I can. ICE counts for 6.5%. Now, when we say ICE, what we really mean is information, communication, and education. That in order for organizations to be successful, leaders must inform, leaders must communicate, and leaders must educate themselves and others. So when we talk about Sixth Dimension in the context of what we're doing tonight, this is an educational activity. To be able to learn that there are, in fact, five dimensions associated with, or five domains associated with the success of individuals and organizations is a huge discovery. To be able to understand what they are and to have tools to assist us to develop them, huge. But to understand that leaders must inform, they must communicate, and they must educate is huge. So let's stop there for just a moment. I'd like you to just self-evaluate and ask yourself, how well do I inform those around me, my family members? If I'm in a business relationship, that could also be the business relationship you enjoy in Sixth Dimension. or other workplace, how well do I keep people informed? If I'm an employee, how well do I keep my employer informed of my activity, of my goals, of my progress, of my achievement? How well do I keep them informed? Do I communicate with people? This means, do I discuss? It's not just I sent an email or a text. That's information. Communication is dialogue. It might be asking questions, seeking guidance, giving answers, exchanging ideas. All of that is communication. Now, I'm asking you, please, evaluate yourself, maybe just on a 5-point scale, 1 to 5. How skilled are you? And you can even choose different groups. Spouse, children, parents, supervisor or employer, those that I lead or guide. You could give it different categories. How well do I form? Score yourself on 1 to 5. And we're going to open this up for a little bit of discussion. Communicate, dialogue, asking questions, answering questions, exchanging information. Education, give yourself huge extra points for being here tonight. This is academic, educational, and in fact, the dimension that we're focused on during the month of May. Intellect, lifelong learning, and scholarly fitness. Scholarly fitness does not mean formal education. It means knowledge, continuing to gain knowledge. Okay, I hope you've scored yourselves. Chris, if you would send some thoughts. It doesn't have to be your scores. It might be, man, I'm terrific with this group. I'd like to be better with this group. Drop Sam a little note in the sidebar. Jonna, let me go to you because I haven't had a chance to greet you and welcome you tonight. Welcome. Jonna, how did you evaluate yourself? Where are you very best on your information, communication, and education scores?
I don't know. When I'm in a structured situation, I'm really good. Unstructured, not so good. I'm in a structured situation about 50% of the time, maybe. So I would say I'd give myself a 3.
Okay. Good. So just, you know, good, solid. I'm like most people. I do this in a range of about how most people do. Nothing exceptional, but adequate. Excellent. Great score. Great self-awareness and great score. Let's see. Cammy, what about you? Where do you feel like you've got strengths, Cammy? I want to start there.
Well, I thought I was stronger than I have scored myself today because of something that happened on my temple shift. And I am a coordinator, and things just fell apart. So I've actually been evaluating all of this week, and I am starting at ground zero. So I've given myself a 2 in that group. I'm starting completely over.
So obviously being a little harsh on yourself, yeah, because of the situation. But I love, Cammy, your observation. That's the point about these five dimensions or five domains. These five domains influence every aspect of our lives. You speak of an aspect of personal religious service where you have a leadership responsibility. And in that leadership responsibility, every one of these domains is essential to be able to say, do I have a vision for what I want to happen on that shift? Do I have a vision for how people feel when they work and patrons when they come? Do I have a sense of purpose about what I do? Am I communicating that to other people? Do I inform them? Am I teaching them what they need to have to be able to fulfill that? That's part of the piece here. All of this information, communication, education, so that we can accomplish that strategic excellence position. I love that you make that point for us. Very nicely done, thank you. Okay, it looked like I saw some writing going on. Sam, can you be voice for us, for Chris?
Chris says she's trying to find her survey that she printed out a week or two ago. So she says maybe she needs to work on organization. But
okay, got that. Thank you, Chris. Let's see, what about John?
Well, I thought I was going to score myself until I told Cammie, and she's laughing, thinking that you're too scoring yourself too high. She thinks I'm worse than what I thought. I think if it's structured, or like John was saying, if it's structured and I really understand things, then I think I'm pretty good at giving information. I think I'm pretty good at communicating. And I think I'm motivated. When I took that CPI test, I had a 3+ on my emotions. My order is 3. You know, I'm very orderly that way. Interesting enough, vision was only 1. So I've got to work on my vision for the future and belief in myself.
Don't you worry about working on your vision. We're going to talk about your strengths there from your CPI and get good things happening. Okay, look, where do you have insights from this discussion about, again, 3 different pieces, being able to inform, communicate, and educate? Does anybody have something that they'd like to say, man, I really want to understand this better, or can you guide me or help me? Is there any of that going on with any of you? Because if there is, I want to start there, and then I'm going to come back to a piece that will help us to strengthen our ability to inform. But anybody have thoughts or insights or questions that they'd like to ask? Okay, if not, I'm going to just share this little piece. Again, something we've talked about before, but it puts it into context for this informing role. Because what I heard from 2 of you tonight is that in a structured environment, I'm really quite good. Well, that suggests that you're quite articulate and that you can engage in the exchange very nicely. But when it's unstructured, that means this is the proactive learning or the proactive informing that maybe we're not as good. Well, Sixth Dimension is already helping us to be more proactive with the education piece, much like tonight. But this informing piece, let's go back to a little bit of a rubric that I've shared before. I call it the FMFA rubric. And that simply means facts, meaning, feeling, action. If you just make that little note someplace in your notes, in your high performance journal, as to something that was valuable tonight, facts, meaning, feeling, action. This is a mechanism that will elevate your ability to inform. So now just start thinking about the connections in your life. Spouse, children, family, social community and social volunteer work, leadership roles, business and organizational roles. So those are the people that are deserving of information from you. And we'll keep it there for now, but they need to know facts. They need to know what those facts mean. They need to have a sense of feeling about them, and they need to be guided in action. This is how you would go about informing. First, you start with the facts. Keep it very simple. Here are my goals. Here's what my activity, and here are the results. Man, those quick facts are really good. Here are my goals. This is what I'm trying to do. If I were to speak about that to you, my goals are to help you to save and change your own life, and then to engage that same activity with others, because I know it will bring more meaning to your life. That's my goal. So what are my activities? I'm very anxious to make sure that we're developing courses and content and coaching and tool sets that will help accomplish that. What are our results? They are remarkable. That when people get fully engaged in sixth dimension, it's changing their lives. It's changing their health. It's changing their vision for themselves, where they did not have goals, or even if they did, they were not written. We've given them tool sets and instruction that is absolutely changing that, which means now they have vision, and they have goals, and they have purpose, where none of that existed before. Or at very least, at very most, it was fuzzy. It's bringing clarity and purpose and vigor to their lives. Okay, those are the facts. Well, what do they mean? It's bringing power and vigor and enthusiasm and clarity to their lives. That's what it means. But also, meaning, facts have meaning in comparison. So if we were to look at goals, we could say, okay, what's your quantified goal? My quantified goal is to help everyone who wants to develop this so that it's a lifestyle for them to be able to do so. How am I doing on that? That's where it has meaning. And I would say I'm underperforming. And my underperformance on that score frustrates me. I'm hungry to be of better value. As I was sharing with Randall before we got started here, I know that there are people in Randall's association who desperately need what sixth dimension has to offer. And I'm not doing enough to help Randall to help them. And I feel like I'm underperforming. That's part of the meaning for me. And as a result, I'm not facilitating the kind of power and change in Randall's life that I should. That has meaning. So how do I feel about that? Well, I feel thrilled that we are changing and saving lives in key places. I feel thrilled that our tool set is making a difference in many places. I feel chagrined and frustrated that I'm underperforming relative to my goals and leaving people that I care about and love underserved. So those are my feelings here. So what do I intend to do about it? Well, I'm going to work harder, number one. I'm going to continue to try to innovate ways that will be a greater outreach. If Randall would like to do, as I was sharing with him earlier, just a one-on-one meeting in his home. Now, I'd be happy to come to Henderson, but if I can just show up for 30 minutes of a gathering in his home and teach a principle, we could even teach this principle, or we could teach about goal setting. We could teach about the theory of gratitude. We could teach about CPI. The topics are unnumbered. And we could be bringing that information into individual homes by this mechanism to help and lift and elevate greater numbers of people. And I'm happy to do that, and it's part of my commitment to do so. That's one way I'm working harder. Another way that I'm working harder is to try to think about the kind of topics that will create that kind of exchange, where in normal and natural ways, members, partners, sixth dimension, personal achievement and development coaches can lift the people that they love. I'm going to continue to look for topics and tools that will facilitate normal and natural ways invitations. Well, that's what this FMFA looks like, and it's a way to inform. So thank you for allowing me the privilege to inform you about some facts about my own performance, what that means to me and how I feel about it, and some of the things that I intend to do to get better. Take just a moment and choose one person or one type of person or one group. Could be a spouse, could be your family, could be the people that you're associated with in sixth dimension. But think about that sequence and just write, reflect and write. What are the key facts that you would like to communicate to them? What do those facts mean? How do you feel about it, and what do you intend to do? Take just a moment and utilize this as an exercise that will help to elevate your skill in one of five essential attributes or domains of success for every individual, every organization, and every business. Take just a minute and do that little exercise. I'll give you a chance to reflect and write. As soon as you've had opportunity to do that, Chris, would you just type in to Sam and share one idea or one thought? Jonna, I'd love to hear from you when you've had a chance to do your exercise. We'll start there. Okay, Jonna, would you like to share? And you don't have to have it all the way done, and you don't have to share everything. But even if you could just share your feeling about the exercise, that would be adequate.
The key facts that I want to communicate to people is what a wonderful personal development program Sixth Dimension is. And what that means, I see people that I don't even know around me, and I think, oh wow, Sixth Dimension, the things that it would help them with in their lives. I'm frustrated with my lack of focus, my unorganization, my fears, my inadequacy in speaking to people because it is an uncontrolled situation. So those are my feelings about that. My action is I want to use the internet as a tool for me to speak. It's easier for me to sit behind this computer and type my feelings and communicate things that I want to share with people than it is for me to see them face to face and communicate that with them.
Awesome. Okay, you just helped shape my actions. As I shared, part of my actions are to strengthen the tool sets that I can share with you and deliver to you. And I'm going to take that one as a priority to really make sure that what we've done in the online using the internet to give you voice, I'm going to create a better guide, a better internet use guide for communicating, sharing, and building your business so that it can be multifaceted and stepwise. That's my commitment. You shaped a priority for me, Jonna. Thank you very much, and I'm going to go to work on that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else have something they'd like to share? If not, we'll dive into a next piece. Thank you. Okay, let's go back and start where we began. As we think about opportunity meeting, I would say our greatest opportunity is the product. Using it to help us to grow, facilitating our own development, but also using it as an outreach to help others. And there's so much that we can do without cost or expectation. And one of those is up right now, as we talked about the CPI. CPI hyphen survey dot Griffin Hill Consulting dot com. You can send all of your friends, all of your neighbors, all of your family there. The places where you do business, the grocery store, your dry cleaner, you could go to them and say, do you know what? I've been doing business with you for 20 years, and I would like to say thank you. And my thank you to you is to invite you to get the power of the Cognitive Preferences Index in your life. The power of the way people think, the way they process information, the way they act and decide on that information. They can get it right there. Password 6D. Great opportunity in that upcoming tool. And of course, study, as Cami always reminds me. Get them to take the survey sooner rather than later, whoever it is that you're inviting. No pressure, it's just a fun and entertaining evening filled with instruction that will elevate their lives. They will become more tolerant of other people and themselves. They will appreciate their own skills and uniqueness in ways they haven't before. And they will become better leaders and business people. All great benefits for participating in CPI. As you know, as our partners, and you're the key partner set, as our partners, we compensate our partners when they sell, when they help, and when they train. Well, look, we compensate when you help, when there is a capital exchange of some kind, meaning sell. But there's a whole bunch of help that you can engage that we won't be compensated for, that you won't be compensated for, except in the good that you will do in the lives of those with whom you're associated. And that's kind of the piece that I'm referring to here. There is so much that we can give away by way of help. Now, admittedly, that can also lead to sales. But each one of these things has a motive separate and apart from each other. We're motivated to help, to make a difference in the lives of other people without regard to compensation or price. And to the degree we can do so, we'd like to do so. Now, I will also say, to the degree we can invite you to do so, we invite you to do so. This is a place that I would like to talk about tonight, is our role to help. So here's the first question that I have for you. What happens to you when you help someone else? Would you just reflect and write on that question? What happens to you when you help lift, elevate someone else? Would you just choose maybe one to three things that from your own experience, what happens to you when you help someone else? And then Chris, as soon as you've got a thought, would you just send a little note to Sam, and Sam will share it with us. And then Cami, I'd like to hear from you as soon as you've got a thought or two. What happens to you when you help someone else?
I'm ready.
Thank you, Cami.
Okay. First of all, I don't know if you heard this, but I shared this. Our nephew, Sally's son, did a documentary on pornography, and he had a porn star there, and he had cured himself of his addiction to pornography. And I asked him, how did you do it? And he said, I noticed that when I served others and helped them, I was healing myself. And I believe that is one of the benefits, is when we heal others, we we heal ourselves. And I just have this thought because I'm reading Spark. There should be a study done of what happens in the brain processes as we are serving, because I believe there's a lot going on up there, and there could be neurogenesis, all kinds of things.
Wow, I love that. Particularly, we'll get that neurogenesis when we actively serve and when we give our bodies the right nutrition. Here's the problem. When we don't give our bodies the right nutrition, hence the health study and the health course, the Get Healthy, Stay Healthy course, our brains don't have the tools, the essential nutrients they need to be able to do their job. So, but this is profound. Cammie, you've got personal experience and personal experience testimony from another about the capacity to heal oneself through helping and serving others. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Chris, did you have something?
She's typing up a message down. Just a sec.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
She says she agrees with what Cammie said and wants to add that when we serve, it keeps us closer to the Lord, which is what we're trying to do.
Ding, 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 ding. Chris, you and Cammie nailed this. And this is a place, as I talked about my facts, feeling, meaning, feeling, and action, this is a place where I feel that I have not, I've let you down. As I have kind of set aside the important role of helping others. I've made it smaller than it should be. Certainly helping others means bring them, inviting them. But helping others means sitting down with them as we talk, well, inviting them to these activities that we're talking about here, that will help them tremendously. But once they've enrolled, helping them also means getting them connected with the goal wizard, helping them to walk through it, to think in that very first step, to brainstorm and get in contact with their inner self, and to be able through reflection and writing to peel away levels of the onion so that they can understand themselves. That's what help means in sixth dimension. Sixth dimension help also means getting them connected with their phone coach so that they're getting the power of that motivation in their lives. Helping in sixth dimension means sitting down with them, opening up the high performance journal, doing entries together, scoring, actually scoring on those five domains of achievement, starting with will and motivation and all the way through to decision making, so they know how it works and how it feels and how to do it. Help in sixth dimension means one-on-one, because Chris, that's the way the Lord did it. That's why you are such an important army to change the world, because I can do this with you, and you can do it in your home or in their home, one-on-one. And by so doing, save and change a life. This role of helping others, oh, for heaven's sakes, let's do all we can for free. Let's give them everything we possibly can. And when they say, wow, this feels good to me, I want to help others, I want to join the army, that's a sale. It sounds so businessy that I almost don't like it, but I'm honored to be a salesperson, because that's how we lift and elevate in the exchange, in the commerce, in the exchange of helping. And then let's get them connected with the tools and the techniques and the products. And when we do that, It will heal us. And it will draw us nearer to the divine. And that's our purpose. That's what it's all about. So tonight, in our opportunity meeting, I wanted to underscore our opportunity to help, to lift, to edify, to assist, to save, and change lives. That's our opportunity. And if we will do that in normal and natural ways, using the tools and the techniques and the knowledge that we have available to us in sixth dimension, we can change the world, heal ourselves, and draw nearer to Him whose servants we are. That's my message of opportunity tonight. It's our opportunity to help and lift and edify, assist others. So, with that, take just a moment to reflect and write in your high performance journal or in notes that you can transfer into your high performance journal. Where did you hear something that resonated with your soul? Where did another force or influence touch you and move you with a thought or an idea or a suggestion to act? Would you please reflect and write? And also at the conclusion of that reflection and writing, give yourself at least one commitment to act. I'll give you just a moment to reflect and write. And again, Chris, I never want to push you to share in ways that you don't want to, but because of your circumstances, I'll invite you, as soon as you've had a chance to reflect and write on a nudge or a feeling or an impression or an idea that you've had, I'll invite you to share that. Jonna, I frequently start with you when you've had a chance to reflect and write. I'll let you unmute and share.
Well, I can't thank the three of you enough for that last talking about healing and helping others, because that's all I want to do in my life is help others and see them progress and improve and grow closer to God or to whatever it is they achieve to. I see so many of us under Satan's thumb. He's holding us down and we don't realize it, keeping us from progressing. And you know, I've been meaning to post on my Facebook for, and I even tried to start my blog yesterday, and that didn't work out. I've got a few things to work out, but, and I'm going to do that tonight, to get on Facebook tonight and invite to the CPI meeting Tuesday night. And it's my goal to have at least one person come and participate in that Tuesday night. I'll share with you that one of the things that's helped me is to think that when I do post on my blog and on Facebook, to do not think of it as a sales thing, but to see it as doing or saying something that would help someone else.
Jonna, brilliant and inspired. Thank you very much. This is the place where, again, as I've reflected on my fact, meaning, feeling, action, and I know that I have to get better, I have to help more, I have to work harder, I have to improve, this is one of the things that has been clearly impressed upon my mind and my soul, is that I have left as unimportant your role to help, to connect one-on-one and save and change lives in exactly the way you just described. Thank you. Okay, Sam, did Chris send you a thought or an idea?
Just a moment, she's writing.
Okay, good. We'll let that continue to come. Chris, at your leisure, let it come in. John, one thing for you tonight.
I like the self-evaluation that you're talking about, just bringing to light the information, communication, education. That's important. Like I said, if I can get more structured and focus on, I think I would do better on communicating and educating people once I get more information and learn. So as I'm learning, and I'm doing that each week, and as we're, I'm not afraid to talk to people. We have no problem with communicating one-on-one or in groups. I would like to be a little bit able to get more involved with the social media, with the Facebook and that. I'm kind of old hat on that. I'm more of just one-on-one, but that's what I've learned tonight. And of course, my action will be and has been is continue to go to the coachings and continue to invite people. We have a whole list of our people that we work with, our clientele for our work in energy work. And so we're going to tomorrow, Kim and I are going to write up a nice thing that we're going to send out to all those as we invite them to do the CPI. And hopefully we'll get dozens and dozens that will participate in that. Plus we'll commit that we'll contact the Chamber of Commerce and check with the peoples and all that we can in
Awesome.
Heber for Friday night.
Awesome.
Well, for to happen to Tuesday, yeah.
I don't know if there is even such a thing as a local phone book anymore, but if there is, would you just look up and see if Jane Broadhead still lives? I don't even remember what her husband's name was, so maybe you can't find her. But Broadhead is an old standing Heber name, I think.
Yes, there's even a rock by our county building, and it has the name. It's a memorial to a Broadhead. And I wonder if it's her husband, but I don't know.
So, if you could find Jane, she would be a great resource and advocate, I think, to help you. Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Sam, you got Chris's?
Yeah, so Chris is really thinking about really prioritizing her time and making sure she's putting time into the areas that she's being inspired to be.
You know, that's the key. No matter what happens, no matter what I say here, it's what you feel inspired. It's those nudges. It's that information that becomes crucial to act upon. Okay, this final thought about Tuesday night. The whole thing will be both the coaching session and the opportunity meeting because it will be instruction on cognitive preferences index. So we'll consume the hour doing that. It will take the hour, but it will be also fun and engaging and delightful. So bring people to wherever you are or bring them here, and we'll just have a wonderful and fun and engaging time together. Great to be with you. And I'm going to stay and answer questions as long as anyone has questions. And Randall, if you're there with John and Al, we could talk about what I could do that would be useful, like would a flyer or some information or an invitation be useful? So I'll stay, answer questions, or listen to observations.